I looked at the video and you said, hey, over here, look over here. Why were you trying to get him to come? You were asking him to shoot at you.
Why don't you come up here?
Yeah, I thought that I made a calculated comparison. I thought if people down there at point blank range to the shooter were going to get shot, you know, they were kind of helpless to avoid being killed. You know, me, I'm four stories up. If I could take any of his attention and divert it towards me, you know, any gunshots that he would shoot at me, I would have an opportunity to get out of the way. So I thought, you know, yeah, I don't know. I just made a calculation, and I thought it was a good one. Mm-hmm. That any attention I could take away from the people in the street, you know, put it on me. I could probably save my own life and save other people's in the process.
It's unbelievable that nobody died in this, Chris. When you know there were people who were injured. He was shooting point blank at cars, and he was holding the gun. Explain to the viewers how he was holding the gun, sort of hiding it until the cars got right upon him.
Yeah, he was holding the gun kind of methodically and mechanically, kind of grazing around, looking for kind of, and it looked like anything that was moving. You know, you can see the red car goes by, pop, he shoots it. And I'm screaming out anything I can. You know, I told him that he was an angel sent from God to kill me. I said that was what his mission was. So I would stop at nothing to kind of get his attention and get it towards me. I mean, luckily, nobody died. You know, I don't know if I could have done anything more, but I wasn't at any moment afraid of somehow being shot or killed or wounded. I was worried about the people on the street, and I had a much better opportunity to avoid death from my vantage point.
He actually did engage you in conversation, even asking you for ammunition, and did he ask you for another gun? Or no, he wanted you to call an ambulance, and he's asking you for more ammo.
Yeah, yes, because I told him to kill me, and I said, please kill me right now. I'm prepared to die, you know, because I thought that if I could engage him and at the same time, you know, make him feel like I wanted to die, it would kind of take his power away from him, you know. Somebody in that situation, they gain their power over people by, you know, they have a gun, and they can take your life at any moment.
He never told you why he was doing it, right?
No, we didn't get like really deep.
Right.
I was just saying crazy things, and I wanted his attention, and he didn't shoot any rounds at me.
Well, Chris,
and you know some of the people in the building are mad. They're like, hey, why are you trying to get us shot at? And I said, well, you know, if we were near the windows looking, we'd have an opportunity to, you know, if he's turning our way and pointing the gun at us, to get out of the way. So
we're glad you're okay, you know, Chris. Thank you. We appreciate you joining us. Okay.